W-D-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Teron Davenport joining us here on the show from ESPN. Podcast Talking with TD. You can hear him Friday nights with Chase McCaber as well. Teron, hope the holiday season treated you well, my friend. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. As long as that instrumental played, I was about to say at night I can't sleep. I toss some turn candlesticks in the dark, but then the body's being burned.
Listen, you and Crispy need to go on tour together. We'll talk to Crispy coming up in hour number three. You guys, both of you guys could, you guys need to be on the same ticket. Teron, if I'm Bill O'Brien, and I know my entire future, not only this season, but next season and the year after hinges on Deshaun Watson being healthy and probably DeAndre Hopkins. I know that there might be something for them to play for if the Chiefs lose. They could get to that three seed, force the Titans out, maybe play the Steelers if they want. But isn't it not – like, to me, I would be shocked if those guys are in the game in the second half. How do you feel about the playing time for some of the big names, especially Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins for the Texans this Sunday?
Yeah, man, you know, it could go both ways, right? You could definitely take that route, the conservative route, and say, hey, you know, I'm going to rest the guys and get them ready for next week. But at the same time, you could also take the route, hey, look, man, we want to go into the playoffs with some momentum. We want to, you know, go ahead and look at every game as a game that we have to win and just not have rust to knock off. So there's give and take. I think really the main thing is – what is going on with Deshaun Watson's back? I think that's the big time thing that they have to figure out. And if there is any type of possibility that it's something that could get worse and it's not something that, you know, he could play with and be all right, then yeah, you got to bench him. But I mean, some of the other guys, I think they should play.
Now, Teron, I saw your, I think it was your tweet or brief little paragraph of guys that are injured. They signed Darius Jennings, promoted Rashad Davis from the practice squad. I didn't know Corey Davis was on a concussion protocol, but obviously he is, and as well as Khalif Raymond. What is the chance? I don't think Khalif Raymond's playing. I really don't. But that's just me. What are the percentages of chance that these two guys play? But I think most importantly, Corey Davis.
Yeah, I think it's very likely that Corey plays, but Raymond, that hit in itself was bad.
Yeah.
But then when his head, especially the back of his head, hit the field, that was just another hit altogether. So I don't think Raymond plays. We haven't seen him in the locker room. We'll see what happens today when we get in there. But I don't think he plays. And the other thing that you have to remember with all this is Vrabel does not play when it comes to concussions. I remember Taylor Lewan last year wanted to play, but Vrabel wouldn't let him. And that was after that concussion he had in the first game. So he is very, very cautious of that. I don't think Raymond plays, but I think Corey Davis will pass our protocol. I think he'll be fine.
Teron Davenport joining us here. What about the secondary? What about the defense? How healthy is that unit going to be, you believe, on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I don't think Adoree plays. You know, I'm still trying to figure out what it is with the foot that is wrong. He's not really talkative about it, and understandably, you know, because of how they are so tight-lipped with the injuries. But I mean, it's going to be Tremaine Brock again. It's going to be Ty Smith again. And you're going to have Logan Ryan. You know, I personally feel like as if they need to get Kareem Moore back into that mix because I thought that he played well against Indianapolis when given the opportunity. But, yeah, I mean, it's a group that you know, you make do with, and really they're only going to get better if that pass rush up front can help them. So a good sign for the Titans secondary is the fact that Laremy Tunsil has been limited with his situation. So we'll just see how it goes.
We're talking with Teron Davenport of ESPN covering the Tennessee Titans, their upcoming matchup, when and they're in versus the Houston Texans this weekend. Now, we threw out all these names, Teron, and this guy isn't playing, that guy isn't playing, this guy's under concussion protocol, but it all comes down to one man, Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry plays and he's 100%, then I believe Tennessee Titans win this game. How has he looked in practice? Because his hamstring is very tricky. You can look good on one day, but then the next day you end up straining it, and you go from being a 85-90% to down to 75%.
Yeah, man, that hamstring is something. You could look good on one play, and then the next play you look like Ricky in Boys in the Hood. You know what I mean? You know, that thing jumps on you. It looks like you got shot, man, when you're falling. He looked pretty good yesterday, though. I say that they had him working with Vrabel and Coach Tony Dews on, you know, the stiff arm and maintaining the ball. They had him doing some of the drills where they work on their steps, and he had a little bit of explosiveness. You know, they scaled him back a little bit during individual, but he was listed as a full participant. He's making it very clear that rest that he had last week was good for him. So. Yeah. I think, you know, when you could get a guy not going full speed, because, you know, in the games, things are a little bit different. Like, you're pressing a little bit more, and you have adrenaline, and you're running harder. Being able to not do that last week, I think, benefited him, and that's what he's making clear. So that Derrick Henry situation is good for the Titans rolling into Houston on Sunday.
Well, and that's literally when I saw the news, I thought, that was the whole point. Save him for the Texans game. Make sure he's 100%. And that's why he didn't play last week. Teron Davenport joining us here from ESPN talking Titans. And again, that also leads us to, listen, we don't know what the future holds, Teron. Ryan Tannehill, Logan Ryan, Jack Conklin, you've talked about this in your articles and on ESPN.com. There are more than 20 different contracts that are going to run out at the end of the year. This could be, in theory, Derrick Henry's final game as a Tennessee Titan. Same with Ryan Tannehill. We don't expect that necessarily to take place, but it's possible. And if that's the case, and you're Arthur Smith and you're Mike Vrabel, This is your shot here. So don't you use up every ounce and just tiny little piece of Derrick Henry that you've got left. Just run him into the ground.
Yeah, I think they're going to maximize him. They're going to lean on him. And Vrabel has that mentality, that understanding that the best way to go into a hostile environment that isn't your home environment is run the football, man. You know, go in there, punch them in the face first, and continue punching them. And that's what you do when you have a guy like Derrick Henry. So by all means, you know, he's someone that has to come up big for them. He's someone they have to rely on. And I think he gets it done. I also, though, Tannehill. I think Tannehill gets it done. And he has a lot of money on the line, too, just as far as bonuses are concerned. You know, he gets three more passing touchdowns. It's like another $500,000. I mean, there's all types of stuff. 200 yards passing, that's another $250,000 or so. So he has a lot of escalators in his contract that he could cash in on by having a big day. But, you know, I think between the two of them, just like how it's been in the six wins that they've had, I think between the two of them, they're going to come up big, and that's going to be the ticket for the Titans to go to the playoffs.
And that's where I really wanted to go, Teron, is Ryan Tannehill. You know, whether a lot of it depends on, you know, how he plays, you know, in this game or even in the playoffs. But do you think some people within that organization, mainly two people, Amy and John, do you think they have made up their minds and they're just trying to figure out how much do we pay this guy? But he is going to be our guy next year.
Yeah, I think they have made up their minds, and honestly, how could you not, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's out there playing like the MVP of the league, but what I am saying is he's out there playing like someone who is perfectly suited for what they want to do. And there's no way in my mind whatsoever they don't feel like he needs to be the guy next year. It is a matter of how much, and I think it's a matter of how long. because, you know, remember, Tannehill is 31. If they could get him on a four-year deal with an out after 3 years with some type of cap ramifications, you know, $10, $11 million, I think it's a win-win for both parties, because then Tannehill could get out and he could sign another contract, and the Titans can take a little bit of time to further convince themselves that he's the guy that should be with them even longer than the 3 years. So I think it's a win-win. I don't see how the deal doesn't get done, frankly. You know, I say they tag him, maintain exclusive negotiating rights, and work from there. You know, that's the way I look at it.
It sounds like you're leaning a W on Sunday for the Tennessee Titans, and they make the playoffs and a fourth straight 9-7 season. Do you care about the 9-7 thing?
I really don't, because I think, you know, records, you definitely use records to gauge things. But Chase and I actually talked about this last night, and there are really good things that they found in this year, right? They found their quarterback. Derrick Henry has established himself as a premier player. They have their best receiver since the guy sitting next to you. I think all of that is good. They found a young player in Jeffrey Simmons. The defense is continuing to find ways to make things happen, even without depth at the cornerback position. So I think the 9-7, it's something to look at, but I think really on a bigger scale, they've set themselves up for a better record next year and years beyond that.
I agree with you. As long as you're giving me playoff games and meaningful football games, eventually the record has to matter, but like not in the short term. Like you said, John Robinson has the ship pointed in the right direction, that the roster continues to get better every single year. It all needs to come together at some point, but they're still trending in the right direction. Tron, happy holidays to you and your family. Merry Christmas, man, and we do appreciate your time, bud. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys. Happy holidays.
Absolutely. And his guy, Derek Roberson. Let's see what he does coming up this weekend as well. The protocol there was interesting too, with Corey Davis and Khalif Raymond. I would be shocked if Khalif Raymond played.
Yeah,
he's made big plays for them. Like give him like maybe like one or two big plays a game for the last three games. It's been very interesting, and I don't see how that man
should be
anywhere near a football field.
He's been one of the best signings this year for John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, because he started to come on late, and he catches everything they throw to him, and he's made plays.
Yes, he does. So, obviously, Titans-Texans coming up on Sunday. Another, but not just NFL football. We know Week 17 is huge. Seeding in the AFC, playoff spots, wild card spots, NFC East Division titles up for grabs with the Cowboys and Eagles. We got seeding in the NFC, all types of huge NFL stories. But there's also two college football playoff games tomorrow, by the way. Right here on 94.9 Game 2, ESPN Radio. You can listen to both of those games tomorrow, 3 o'clock LSU and Oklahoma, 7 o'clock, roughly speaking, Clemson and Ohio State. Also a huge Preds weekend as well, so we got a lot of other things to discuss outside of NFL football. We'll do all of that when we come back. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.